Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Time Light Now Poetry Found Me podcast, where we talk about development, mental, spiritual, and physical, and we try to develop a format where we get people to write down their dreams, their goals, and ideas. And this, I was inspired by this because I ended up writing 16 books of inspired events in my life. And I know that it was not only therapeutic, but it was a revelation in terms of how the mind functions from day to day. And we need to try to bring ourselves to a level of understanding where all of that works. I'm outside today in the elements of nature, cars passing by, people talking. And I just felt it was just a wonderful moment to get out and, you know, talk about those inspirational issues. And to get you to understand that writing is the best form of clarity for not only your dreams and goals, but sometimes just to unclog your mind of the unnecessary energy that's pent up inside. And that release through the pen onto paper kind of shadows or projects the ideas that are internally going on. And today I want to talk about lifting yourself up beyond your expectations. And the reason I feel the need to want to talk about this, I feel that human beings themselves are setting their level of expectations, I won't say low or high, but they're setting them where they could just meet the minimum standards for what a goal or a dream is. And I would say to you, I had very lofty dreams when I was a youth. And I always thought about those dreams and how to make those dreams materialize. But the difficulty in that was, where did I start? Who would help me? And how would I be encouraged to continue on with that dream despite where I found myself? And I know you and so many other people in the world must understand that you got to start somewhere. And sometimes where you start may not put you in millionaire status, but the idea to keep going on and moving with time to elevate your mind to get there. The main thing is, can you get there from here? And if you can, what would it take to get you from there, or to get you from here to there? We don't necessarily understand that when you're in the here moment is everything that's around you. Like right now, I'm surrounded by trees and cars, and there's a cloudy sky, and there's people walking by. I see little insects, I see squirrels. And all those things are in the here moment with me right now. And in my mind, I'm focusing on what does it take to accomplish a dream that I had set out to do some time ago. And when you're wrestling with your mind about the thoughts and the ideas, there has to be a level of focus and also an intensity of not giving up to accomplish what you want. Because a lot of times when you listen to motivational speakers or you listen to people that have accomplished something, it's always about never giving up on the thing that you pursue most. And what comes to mind is like Albert Einstein, for instance, when I read his autobiography or his biography that somebody wrote about him, and how he came up with the theory of relativity. And he came, and it came to him in a dream or a moment of visualization where he imagined, you know, flying up, you know, going up to space in the elevator and then having that space to give where it bends. And he went and he created an equation for that. And then there was Thomas Edison, who invented the light bulb. According to Dr. Hill said, Edison laid down for a nap. And in that nap, he visualized in that dream what it takes to make the incandescent light bulb work. He came out of the dream, he pursued it, and he did it. Andrew Carnegie wanted to be the richest man in the world, and he envisioned himself being the richest man in the world by selling his steel corporation for the most amount of money ever at that time. Now, there's going to always be examples for you and I to do that. But what's key is, what do we do to make ours work? Like, you can look at the planogram for somebody else, or you can look at the outline for somebody else, and you can take bits and pieces from that. But what is it going to take for you to get where you need to be? Now, the thing about each one of those men is that it took a level of tenacity in the field that they were in to make their minds yield to the ideas that they had. You and I are going to have to do the same thing. And it hasn't changed no matter how far we get with technology and how many books people write about that. The essence of it is you got to put in the work. If you don't put in the work, then you're not going to get the results. And that's just as plain as that, just as simple as that. And the example that I could use about myself is once I wanted to find out if I could be a decent actor, I enrolled at Alabama State in an acting class with Dr. Stewart. Long story short, she said that she felt that I had the talent to do big and better things. And I still hold that to this day, because she didn't have to say that. And I went to pursue that, but I didn't pursue it with the intensity that I should have. And then I relocated to Orlando and I managed to get a couple acting gigs, non-paying of course, but I was just trying to hone the skills to see could I retain my lines, to see could I act off another actor, and to see could I bring in the inspiration that was needed for the characters that I played. How much intensity can you bring to make something work for a group of people so that when an audience sit down, they would enjoy the suspended time and be able to enter into those worlds that were created by those actors. And I would say, I think I did a pretty decent job. And every time something came up, somebody thought about me, and then I was able to go in and do the results. But did it get me ultimately where I wanted to be and still wanted to be? No, because it takes a lot of work to do that. And I like my inspiration kind of went away when my mom passed away. But it's always resonating in my mind as if, what if you got a chance? What would you do with that? How would you make it work if given that once in a lifetime shot to climb that mountain, to climb the mountain of Kilimanjaro, reach the apex and know that, you know, you've accomplished it? And when you think about those movements, you have to ask yourself, and I have to ask myself, am I doing what's necessary to get me to that level? And if I had to answer to you honestly right now, the answer is no, because, you know, life gets in the way. And I didn't mean for life to get in the way, it just got in the way. And I don't know if that's a sign or if that's a fact of me just surrendering to the weight of the world that I have on my shoulders just to make things work, or if it was an illusion in terms of me thinking about what it takes to rise to that level. And when you break down your life, you got to ask yourself, is it worth you trying to rise to that level to accomplish the dreams that you want? And a lot of things that you do is going to require trade-offs. You're going to have to give something to get something. And you're going to have to understand that whatever time you put into it, you have to make sure that time is going to yield you the dreams and goals that you aspire to accomplish. If you're not doing that, then you're not really living in your dream. You're thinking about it, but you're not doing it. Commitment is something that we all got to have, no matter what we sign up to do. And another example that I have, now this is in the working world that I reside in. When you're dealing with people, and of course you're all going to deal with people, you have to ask yourself, what is your level of commitment to what you are about to surrender your time to? If you are going to work on somebody's job before you learn to create jobs and sustain that creation, Everybody is going to work for somebody somehow, some way, until they get frustrated to do something. The thing that you have to ask yourself is, how committed to myself am I to do the maximum amount of work to get the job done? And I don't care what nobody says about any entrepreneur or anybody that's trying to do something on their own. You start out that way. And if you're committed to the business that you have, you're going to grow that business. But the thing about it is when you grow it, you still can't do it all yourself. You have to then find people that are going to be just as committed to you and committed to the goal as you are. Else, if you get a level of success and the people under you are not functioning, then your business will never take off. And it's always trying to find those like minds to push you to the limit, to make you realize that this is doable. It's doable because I have people around me. And they always say that you can't climb a mountain by yourself. Well, you can, but if there's somebody that knows the terrain, then you need to take them along with you. And we never really think about having people that are truly committed to what we see. Now, someone goes along with you in the beginning because they believe in what you're doing. But then at the same time, they'll tell you that they got dreams too, but they gave it up for you. You don't really want that. What you really need is a way to make your dreams and their dreams become real if one of you should make it first. And that's like giving back. And all your dreams or goals are still tied to how your mind is functioning at that moment. Like right here, right now, I can honestly say to you, I think about so many things when it comes to my family. I think about so many things when it comes to my mother and those that have passed away. I don't really think about what the future will hold for me, but I do know that in these moments right here, right now as I'm talking to you, that I got to be committed to whatever it is I'm doing. And people always say that if you're going forward, you can't turn back. And that's true. You're not going to turn back anyway. It may look like you're going to turn back, but you can't turn back. The thing about it is your level of commitment will cause you to keep pushing and not surrender. We're always trying to be committed to what we feel is a thing that we need to do. Some people are committed to being in strong relationships. Some people are committed in self-discovery. Some people feel that in order for them to feel special, they got to be around people that are not special. And sometimes you devote yourself to that so much that you really get lost in what life is. And life is not really about any of that. Life is a point in time where you have to free your mind to accomplish the things that you set out to do, especially like in a country like America where they just let you allow your dreams to run rampant. I mean, I don't know if that's like your thing, but as I said before in all my other podcasts, you can do whatever you want to do. It doesn't matter. As long as you're committed to it and you put it off, be it good, bad, right, wrong, and difference, you still pursue that because that's what you want to do. And that's what you got to work on. That's what you got to focus on every day of your life. Because every moment that you live, you can't get back. So the here and now, which people talk about all the time, is where all of your energy should dwell in terms of accomplishing your goals. Now, whether or not, you know, the divine creator comes on to help lift that off you or not, you still got to be committed to the goal. It's something that you set. It's something that you visualize. And it's something that you have to work on every day in order to make it tangible in the world in which we live. Psychologically, you can have a self-defeated attitude, or psychologically, you can have a mental fortitude and be able to handle whatever criticisms to make your life a decent life or the best life that you can make it with the circumstances you've created. And I remember as a kid, you know, running around with the homeboys when you're young. And nobody ever really talked about dreams, man. You know, what it means to lock in on a dream, to stay focused on it. You know, but I guess if you look at what we was talking back about, what we were talking about back then, it was more so people telling you about what they're going to do and what they're not going to do and what you're committed to. And when you're around people whose mind is floating around like that, your mind float as well. But when you're alone, even as a kid, sometimes when you look at your situation and you think about your family, you always want to do better. But how, though, is the question. And with all the young people in the world today, you got to understand, like, when you say that, what is going to help you find a solution to the questions that you have? The answer to those is, yeah, you're going to have to experiment and you're going to have to put in the work to try to make things work. And if you're experimenting like Einstein did, if you're experimenting like Edison did, or if you experiment like Jeff Bezos, or if you experiment like Michael Jordan or Shaquille O'Neal or Denzel Washington or Samuel Jackson or Tom Cruise, when you're trying to experience things or get the information from things that, such as on Oprah Winfrey, you're looking at what am I putting out there that could attract the like minds that I need to do what I need to do. And life is fickle, man. I mean, the mind is fickle, but life is life. Like sitting out here looking at the trees and the cloud, life in and of itself is beautiful, but life doesn't cause anything to happen for you or to you. Life is just life. It's only how we process it that makes it painful or joyous. And Tony Robbins started off his life with nothing. Man, I mean, when he tell his story about how poor he was, and he was trying to find that spark that would help change the life of his family. You know, with the turbulent time with his mom and things like that. But when you hear about how he tells a story about how he had to push himself, and when he met Jim Rohn, it just changed everything about his trajectory. But now he struggled here and there, but he constantly kept moving on. And you got to be able to do that in order to accomplish said goal. I mean, Gary Vee started off as a wine vendor or wine guy for his dad, but his mind was so active and so activated by life that he projected to change the whole perspective of his family's fortune. And today he's trying to change the perspective of every person that he meets. And the way he does it, he just says it's like real simple. Put the action in, put the work in. It's not gonna happen to you or for you if you're not putting anything into it. You gotta put something into it. And that's what everybody says. What's the strongest motivation for you? What's gonna help you turn that corner to make you accomplish the thing that you ultimately want to accomplish? Life is not going to give you anything. And when I look at it, it's going to sound kind of strange, but when I look at life, life is not offering you anything but life. It's what you put in your mind that changes the perspective of the life that you lead. But life in and of itself is life. And the way I know that that's true is because everybody dies. And life hasn't paused for any human being in the history of the world that I know of. And I've read a lot of books about a lot of people that are deceased. I read the current books of current people living. Everybody's aging. Nobody has found the pill to stop from aging, to stop time, to stop from dying. Those motivating factors are key to you accomplishing your goal, don't you think? It doesn't matter if you're a baby, you're going to grow to an old age, you're going to grow to an old person if you're fortunate enough to live. But at any rate, you're going to age no matter what. But if you're pursuing something in the aging process and it brings you joy, then you're living your life from the perspective that you see as life should be. But life, if you remove all that, it's still going to be life. And when you see it as such, then it becomes easy for you to see the things that's going to propel you to that level of understanding that you're going to need. I mean, we're all here, ladies and gentlemen. Ain't no turning back. Once you come from the womb and you're fortunate enough to live, we're all here to do that thing that we got to do. And the thing about it is you got to constantly push yourself to make sure that you're living your dreams to the level that you have no regrets about the life that you have chosen to lead. And if you've done life and you still live life and you look back at life and you're disappointed with life, then you're really disappointed at the things that you've done. And that's what you just got to try to make sure that you're working on all the time. Not having a life filled with so many disappointments that you become a disappointment to yourself. You got to work on this thing every day. And when people around you are being naysayers, you can't really focus on them. You got to focus on what you came to do in this world, in this life, at this time. Nobody can change that but you. Now, I can't change. My brothers and sisters can't change my dreams or goals for me. I can't change it for them. But we can try to be an influence to each other to make sure that we're carrying on. And that's what life means at all times, no matter what. You got to keep continuing on, because that's the whole background, the whole drop of you living and being the person that you are. Just being accounting, just be accounted for in this world by the universe, not other human beings. Because if you're doing it for sightseeing, that's going to be easy, because anybody does that for sightseeing. But the working on things, the doing things, the changing things, that's what's going to be important. I'm inside of a mall now. Still just trying to let you guys experience, when you get out and you live life and you become inspired to speak, there's just things that you got to get off your mind and things that you got to do. And you'll be made better for it. I mean, being encouraged to walk this planet and find out what your dreams is and pursue that, to me, is like a blessing that's beyond blessing, because you wake up every morning being grateful about the steps that you're taking to make sure that what you're working on makes it come true. I mean, why not, right? Life is filled with people doing what they said they'd do. And life is also filled with people who felt like they fell so short that they couldn't get up off the ground to do anything. No matter how many times you get knocked down, you gotta keep going. And I'm still keeping on, ladies and gentlemen, because I was fortunate enough to write screenplays that I think are excellent. I was fortunate enough to write 16 books that I think are great. And I was fortunate enough to get out and do my first my first version of my stage play called How Poetry Found Me. Regardless of what people were saying, this is what I was trying to do. And those little steps kind of lead you closer to the things that ultimately will define you in life. But my true definition to life was I really wanted to do something for my mom. That was like the thrust of my whole existence. But as life would have it, nobody lives forever. She was taken, and now I'm like still have in my memory, and I'm still working on those things, because those are things that I promise her. Is it hard? Hell yeah, it's hard. Is there like a window for me to go through? Yeah, I just gotta find it. I just gotta keep looking, and I just gotta get that opportunity. When I get that opportunity, I'm gonna capitalize on it, and I'm gonna make the best of it. I'm just telling you, if somebody gives you an opportunity to pursue your dream, and you still got to work to feed yourself. You work to feed yourself, but you pursue your dream too. But when you take on a lot and your dreams start to get smothered, then you're going to have to make a choice. Life is going to demand that you make a choice. And I just tell you right now, I had to make a choice. And I'm not disappointed at it, but I'm hoping that still in some way, someday, I'll be able to encourage people to get out and live their best life. Because it's not gonna get to the point where time is gonna slow down for you. It's just gonna be where time just constantly keeps moving. And you got to move with it. You got to adapt to it. And understand that every chapter of your life has a beginning and middle and ending. Each chapter, even though it leads to the next chapter, it has a beginning, a middle, and an end before you move to the next one. And we're bound by destiny to do these things. You're in this world to do these things. And in doing these things, you're supposed to make it all better for you and everybody that's involved. And you got to think about that every day of your life when you're out here moving around. What's going to be the best results for me and the people that I know? What's going to be the best result for me? So in a spiritual sense, when I know that I'm out here doing the best I can, that life is going to favor me and give me that break that I need to achieve my dreams and goals. I mean, Les Brown talk about it all the time. And Les Brown is one another young man that didn't have much, but it didn't stop him from working on his dreams and goals. And now this you are. There has to be some gift somewhere in the universe for people that keep trying to accomplish things, right? And that just happened to be one perspective for me, and it happened to be one perspective for you. It's just something that we feel that we all got to do. And time, yeah, time is not your enemy, knowledge, not your friend. Time is just time. And time has been going on since the beginning of time, right? And it's not saying to me, Leroy, oh, woe is me, woe is me. Time just keeps spinning. It ain't asking you no questions. It ain't asking the person next to you no questions. It's not asking the dead any questions. It's not asking God any questions because everything is put in motion. How you doing, sir? We're gathered on this planet, man, to be beings of inspiration. We're born on this planet to be an advancement for those people that want to see what advancement is. And if you're doing that, you're doing it. And then if you're encouraging people to do that, then you're doing your part of what it means to live a life of inspiration. And whether we do that or not, time is still moving. And that's something that I see all the time, no matter what I look at. Time is still moving. I remember when I was able as a little kid to think about things in grade school and then middle school and then high school and then college and then out here in this world, you'll get those same steps. It's just what you do with it. And we all got to do the most with it because that's where the truth lies. I'm telling you right now that when I just get into those things and I get into what life brings, then I'm constantly encouraged and inspired by the things that I see in this world, because some things are just beautiful. Life is, in and of itself, is beautiful. And then I have to map out what it takes to accomplish the things that I aspire to do. And that should be the same way for you. Ladies and gentlemen, I just want to thank you for listening to me today. And in closing, I got four quotes for you. One is from Dr. Hill. One is from Antonio T. Smith Jr. One is from Eric Thomas. And one is I Created. Dr. Hill says, the mind can't conceive it and believe it, and the mind can't achieve it. Set the goals, set the standards, and make sure you get out here and work on it. Make sure you put in the work. Antonio T. Smith Jr. says, you can't plant better, you can't dominate. So you got to get out here every day and work on that dream and goal. Put your mind in that place to where you can dominate your dreams and goals. It's not about dominating people. It's about you dominating you and doing the things you need to do. Eric Thomas, a hip-hop preacher, says, make the rest of your life the best of your life. When you start living in your dreams and goals and you know that you're pursuing them, even if you got other things that surround them, it's not going to bother you. Why? Because you know that you're happy pursuing what you need to do. So make the rest of your life the best of your life. And then the quote that I have is, life does not require more from you. Life does not require less from you. Life only requires that you maximize your 24 hours. And in doing so, you can have anything that you desire. Anything you see anybody else can do, they had 24 hours just like you. You just got to get out and work on it. And I don't know what perspective you have when you challenge that, but you got to make sure that when you get out here, that everything that you do becomes real to you and those people that surround you. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you for joining me on this podcast. Hopefully I was able to share some information that you can use. Hope there's some tools and there's some gems in there that can make you really be inspired to get out and understand that the rest of your life has to be the best of your life. because that's what life is all about. You understanding you and doing what you got to do. Until next time, peace.